Well, shit, guys. Do we want to do more? Are we done?
Yes, because you reminded me with your rage why you are rageful right now.
Sure. Oh, there's so much rage in me.
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Oh, let's talk. Let's talk. Let's talk about the fucking dumb people in my life that I'm dealing with right now who are using this moment of COVID and being told to stay the fuck in their houses and not go out as a fuck you to the government and a fuck you to the man and anyone who's actually buying into this media lie. Now wake up, sheeple. Wake up, you fucking zombies. They want to act like they're Roddy Piper and they live with the fucking glasses on seeing the zombies. Yeah, let's talk about what COVID has exposed this country for. The fucking failed state we live in, Michael. How it's teetering on the brink because there's a flu. How we've fucking abdicated any sort of governance in this country over the course of 60 years because the fucking conservatives have paid good money to brainwash half of this country into thinking that having any sort of government that does anything for its people is control and slavery. Let's talk about that, Michael! Let's fucking have a powwow regarding the matter of how dumb and uneducated so many of my fellow fucking citizens are that they just want to thumb their nose at any sort of authority because anyone who knows anything is trying to tell them something, and to be taught anything is to admit they're dumb. Let's talk about that, Michael.
For real.
Oh, it was Suzanne Summers I was thinking of earlier.
She was a bedwetter, you know.
Yeah. She wrote the book, The Secrets That You Keep, or
mm-hmm.
something. Was it about, like, hiding sheets in the backyard after pissing?
No,
she was a bedwetter.
Oh, yeah.
How do you know that?
Sights.
I slept with her.
She mentioned it on Stern, I think.
Ritter told me.
Yeah.
Before he died.
My stomach hurts. Suzanne peed the bee.
Do you feel better?
No, not in the fucking least.
Why?
All right, so is it your home life?
There's just a lot. There's a lot going on right now. Speaking of fucking Cassandra, Eva. Speaking of Cassandra.
Okay. I keep about thinking
about a week
say
ago.
Speaking of Cassandra.
Speaking of George Costanza. He wanted to be called not Coco, but T-Bone. But he wound up being Coco. That's life for you. You don't remember that episode?
No.
He tried to make it was one of the two seasons without Larry David, or as I call him, the shit seasons. And the whole bit was Costanza wanted to pick his own nickname. To the ones that were directed by or produced by Seinfeld are just so shitty compared to the Larry David ones.
Larry brought the bite.
Oh my, yeah. Like Seinfeld really just turned it into a dipshit sitcom. It was heartbreaking.
So
the Jews, yeah.
What, the Cassandra, you were saying?
So, a couple of weeks ago, I put my New York trip on hold because I saw the writing on the fucking wall about this. Right now, Dawn is trying to wrangle our money back from the fucking parasite on Airbnb who's making the case we still should have gone to New York this weekend and he won't refund us because it's not a big deal. Here's what gets me more than anything, Michael. Here's what fucking sets me off.
I'm here too.
Eva, you're an angel.
Thank you.
And you just roll with me. You're ride or die. Michael needs convincing still.
Okay. I love you.
Here it comes, Michael. Every motherfucker out there is just going with whatever their pocketbook dictates. And I don't know if I should blame them for that because, again, this country is a goddamn dead husk. And fucking 95% of us are just teetering on the brink, one paycheck away from having to show our assholes on OnlyFans to make ends meet to get our insulin. So here's what gets me, Michael. Anyone, and I mean anyone, who's working from home and getting that paid leave, they're like, this is a good idea. Let's minimize exposure. Let's stay home for a month. Who gives a shit? Anyone who needs to make their money out there is fucking lying through their teeth and just saying, it's not a big deal. It's mass hysteria. And trivializing shit, not because they know any better, but because there's money tied into it. And just be honest. Just say, I'm fucking anxious that I'm not making money.
Yeah.
And that compounds with my fear of getting sick. That's all I want. That's all I goddamn want. Honesty. My brother comes in the house every fucking day,
angrier and angrier,
yeah. raging about how this has shown what half of the country, like how retarded, in his words, half the country is, because they're buying into the hysteria. And he's shrieking like a maniac, something I can't relate to, Michael. And all I can think is, just say it. Just come out and say it, Will. And by the way,
you're
brother's
worried
like
about
me.
Getting sick, and you're worried about being poor.
Yeah, that's it. Just say these two things. Just experience fear like a normal person. Like Dune, when Muad'Dib lets the fear pass over him and through him. Fear is the mind killer, Michael. I'm pointing to my temple. I'm pointing to my temple right now for emphasis. Fear is the mind killer. So just fucking admit what you're feeling and admit where your shit lies. Just admit what you believe and why you believe it. My brother doesn't want to lose money, and he lives, and I mean lives, for rhythm and repetition yep. in his life. He only works and goes to the gym. He lives to work 7 days a week and go to the gym.
And shave his entire body.
And shave his entire body.
So it's the consistency
porpoise,
of a seal.
Porpoise shiny every day.
Everything.
If you've ever seen Always Sunny, where Frank coats himself in the antibacterial stuff, and he's pure, and he's shiny, and he's slippery, and he's bald. That's my brother, minus the whitey tighties. He wears black underwear. But just come home and say, I'm fucking bored to tears, and I'm
scared.
I'm scared because I could catch something, and I'm sick of not making money, mm-hmm. and my rhythm's disrupted, and it forces me to look into the fucking abyss that is my life, which I've built an entire architecture around the skeleton of work and routine, and there's no heart inside there. There's nothing, just work and routine, and then I'll wake up dead one day, and now I'm gonna fucking have to face that because I don't have jobs to go to, and I just have to stare into the abyss. People like you and me, Michael and Eva, mm-hmm. but especially me and Michael, because we have improv training, this doesn't faze me one bit. I'm just like, oh, this is the game of this scene. We're in quarantine. There's a disease. That's the rule. That's the funny thing in this scene. So we're going to play the game called quarantine in this scene. That's all I view this as. My mind is so nimble from improv, Michael. You could tell me a polar bear was the president tomorrow. Wouldn't shake me. I would know not to eat his liver because it's too full of vitamin D. That would kill you. But I would know it. It might be vitamin E, by the way. Don't eat polar bear liver. It will kill you from some sort of vitamin oversaturation.
How do you know that?
I just do.
Okay.
I just do. So that's what gets me, which brings us to our friend, our best fucking buddy, Pete Bergen. Hi, buddy Bergen. Hi, Pete. Hi, fucking Pete Bergen. Hi, best buddy, whom I've invited on the show 100 fucking times and has never been here. Hi, Pete Bergen. Hi. So, taking a sip of water. I was supposed to do a workshop with Pete Bergen today, an improv workshop. So there was an improv workshop today, this morning, 16 of us plus Pete Bergen in Pete Bergen's apartment basement. And then tonight, Pete Bergen was very kindly putting together a show for, I believe, a performer in the area that is afflicted with cancer. And again, because this fucking country is a failed state. Do you get how failed this country is, Eva and Michael? Do you understand how fucked we are? We're fine with China being better at us than testing and curing its citizens. We're fine with Korea being better at this than
us.
We're fine with the goddamn Italians being more organized and capable of handling this than us. We're fucking lower than the Italians. What does that mean? What does that mean? And we're just fine with it. Half of our citizenry is just okay with this. A fucking government that cannot take care of its citizens is not a government. What does this mean? Yes, Michael.
I was just going to say, you made me think that our country views making money like the NFL, and we view like taking care of our citizens and emergencies like soccer. So when you mention the Italians and like, you know, Korea and everything, they're being much more organized. It pretty much it translates into sports.
Oh.
All right, continue.
Because we're NFL and they're soccer.
Point noted and considered, and I appreciate
it. I want you to stop yelling because your throat does hurt.
Well, no, my throat's fine. I can scream for hours. Okay. I used to work at a talk radio station. I
mean, also, the girl on the A-team, whoever she was hot.
Peggy Lipton?
Is that what her name is?
Oh, no, that's the mod squad.
No, you're thinking of Mr. T. He was a man.
Oh.
Nice.
Bet you had a dog.
Nice necklaces, though. I can see the confusion.
Keep going.
Okay. Let me catch my breath. Let's pause for a second. Okay, I remember where I was. So, we live in a goddamn country where 5 years ago, our most popular show was about a man who had to sell crystal meth to fucking pay for his cancer medication. And we're just like, this is well done, Vince Gilligan.
So funny, and it could be true.
How well done.
Yeah.
That is the country we live in. But that fucking country, Michael, that was too much government control for about 44% of our citizenry. That was too much of Uncle Sam up your ass. So we elect this piece of orange shit to the office. This fucking monkey retard that I wouldn't trust to plunge my toilet. This motherfucker. I watched his speech yesterday, Michael. I was horrified. Horrified.
I didn't watch.
This fucking Alzheimer's patient, he can scream about five things, kind of like a, you know those toys, the wheel, and you pull on it, and the wheel lands in different places, and then like the cow goes moo, and the horse goes neigh. That's what Donald Trump is for conservatives. He literally is just a fucking ripcord you pull that goes, Hillary Clinton! And then, oh, the libtards! That's what fucking Donald Trump is. He's a fucking child's toy for the conservatives. And I don't even blame the conservatives. You know why? Because they're fucking billionaires that have spent the better part of 100 years trying to make people stupid, to rob them of education, to muddy the waters with disinformation. And they've done it. They've succeeded smashingly. This is a country where the rich built it on slavery. You think they were happy when they lost their slaves?
Nope.
That's what this country is. When FDR came along and gave working people, you know what we're coasting on? We're coasting on the remains of what happened in World War II, when we actually had to give people money. When we had to let the poor earn and build a middle class. And that only happened because the rich were just like, okay, this Hitler guy is so fucking scary, and the complete reset of world order that he represents is so fucking scary that fuck it, we'll let a middle class happen. Wow. And they've been trying to put the goddamn genie back in that bottle for fucking 80 years, and they're finally getting there. We're broke. We're broke, and we don't think we are because we have iPhones. We think we're goddamn rich because we have a Twitter account.
Right.
And we're so broke, Michael, Eva. We're just this close. Fucking the entire citizenry. You know why everyone's acting like this is no big deal? When in every other country, they're quarantining, and they care about their fellow citizens, and they care about, because there's no safety nets here. Fucking 90% of our citizenry will miss one paycheck and be out on their asses. Because we can do nothing. We're a failed state. So back to Pete Bergen. Pete's not a failure. Pete's really fucking successful at keeping my fucking money in his pocket.
How much money was it?
$20. I wiped my ass with $20. It's the principalities involved, Smokey. I don't fucking care about the $20. So Pete Bergen canceled. And you know what? Again, great guy for organizing this cancer benefit for someone sick.
Yeah.
Fucking tragic that we live in a country where someone's health care has to be funded.
That's the worst part.
And you better hope that all of your funding got taken care of in the first one. When my fucking poor uncle was dying in an assisted care facility that he had to pay for by mortgaging his house to the state. You know how many benefit concerts, thankfully, we were able to hold to pay for his care? It was like four benefit concerts. Four benefit concerts, because he was a famous musician in his day. So don't get sick if you're not famous, America. Fucking make sure that you were part of the Four Seasons at one point, or else
your uncle was Mick Jagger.
He was.
I love you, John.
Dimitri Kallas. Look up the name. Dimitri. I think that's how you spell it. Fucking Greeks and their names. Am I right? So Pete puts this show on hold. This show on hold because it would have been like a crowd of 80 or 100 people or however fucking much, 150.
Too many people.
Too many people in one spot. But you know, oh, Michael, 50. So 50 is too many people to have in one space. But then yesterday I'm thinking to myself, while everyone's quarantining, what's going to happen with the improv workshop we signed up for? And sure enough, Pete sent an email yesterday reassuring us that everything was fine because he had Purell in the practice space. And he'd wiped the practice space down and there was a bathroom that contained a bar of soap and a sink. So we were fine. No worries putting 17 people together in an apartment building in a small, tight confine where, I don't know, this disease is spread through the air. We won't all be breathing each other's shit. Nope. Dr. Bergen told me it was okay. Dr. Bergen said it was fine. And you know what? It had nothing to do with keeping that 320. That 16 times 20 equals $320, Michael. Let me tell you that right now. Let me tell you that right now. Never crossed his mind. And then I reached out to Pete yesterday. My good fucking buddy, Pete Bergen. I reached out to him yesterday, Michael, and I said, hey, a couple of us don't want to go because we're worried about our health. We don't want to get sick. We're all either close to 40 or pushing 40. One of us is in our 60s. I don't know how old Kevin is. Maybe he's 80. He ages in gay years. He's gorgeous. He looks better than me. And then,
very true.
He is good looking.
And then I get an email back from Pete.
He ages in gay years.
Actually, first I had to email Pete again because I emailed Pete canceling before I get notice of the meeting going on. I guess that first email from me canceling on behalf of 4 out of the 16 was enough to spur some thought in Pete. And so what did Pete think? To do the right thing? No! No! Pete thought to send out his email saying that he had Cloroxed the place down, you know, pretty much to CDC protocols, Michael. So we were fine. Nothing could have gone wrong. Nothing. And here's what we get. The email, not of a refund. Nope. And again, I don't need the refund. It's $20. Fucking just say, I want to keep your money because I am losing my income. Because I teach improv to school children. And right. When the schools are closed, I can't teach improv. And I want to keep this money, John. I would say, Pete, keep that money. You're my buddy. You're my buddy, Pete Bergen, Pete. Keep this money. Keep it in good health. May all of our health be good, Pete. May it stay good. God bless and keep you, Pete Bergen.
You sound like Rick Sanchez.
But you know what? We got the email saying he Cloroxed everything. So I replied back. I said, hey, Pete, I respond not to his Chinese menu Gmail account. I respond to the personal Pete Bergen account, thinking maybe the Chinese menu account, I don't know, doesn't get checked that often. Maybe it doesn't get checked often because Pete's a busy man. So I say, hey, Pete Bergen at gmail.com. Did you get my email saying that 4 of us aren't going to make it? Kind of indicating maybe, Michael, just insinuating a little bit, that he should call off this workshop in general. A workshop which he declared, again, would be good for us because in these times We need to laugh. We need laughter. We need laughter, Michael. Not, I need your $320. Not, I need the $320. No, he's doing it for laughs. He's putting himself at risk for laughter. Laughter. So then Pete responds to the second email. Not the first one, but the second. And Pete says, stop being a pussy. Didn't you read that I cleaned the place? And I'm going to give Pete the benefit of the doubt.
He called you a pussy?
He called me a pussy multiple times. Horrible things Pete said to me in this email. Now I think he was doing it tongue in cheek. I think he was doing it to be funny. But Pete was all failing to read this room, guys. Failing to read that audience. It's so funny when I mention I live with multiple immunocompromised people. And you call me a pussy. A pussy, get it? For not wanting to drag home a deadly disease to them. What a fakarooski I am. What a cock goblin mincer. Oh, what a piece of fairy fruit I am. And so then Pete reaches out to me last night via text. And I'm not like Michael with Pete Bergen. Pete and I don't really text. I kind of have his number because I reached out a couple times to get him on the show. And he was busy. I don't think he was blowing me off to his credit. He was just busy doing stand-up. That's what Pete likes to do. He's a stand-up comedian. And he said, hey, pussy. I'm not going to read him verbatim because I find that's crossing a line to read someone's shit verbatim. So I'll just summarize. But again, I think tongue-in-cheek, he was saying, hey, pussy, I wiped everything down. Stop being a pussy and come out tomorrow. And I think he was just being friendly. I think he just wanted to see this punim saying what's up to him. But I said, hey, sorry, my mom is older than fucking Moses and has half an immune system. My brother's immune system's shit. I'm not going to make it. And he said, I understand, parentheses, pussy. And that's where we left it. So I hope you enjoy your $20, Pete.
Did he really do the parentheses pussy?
He really did the parentheses pussy.
Wow.
Hope you enjoy the $20, Pete. Because you're not getting more money from me, Pete. I won't be at your shows, and I won't be at your workshops, Pete. And you want to know the real thing that sticks in my urethra about this one? I followed Pete on Twitter ages ago. He's a very social media conscious fellow. Okay. So you see when someone follows you immediately. And Pete took forever to do the old follow back. We're improvisers. We try to, anyone follows me, fucking, again, 80-year-old, looks like he's 20, gay Kevin, follows me. I followed him back 3 seconds later. I'm in an improv group with the guy. He's my friend. It would be fucking weird to not follow him back.
Sure.
I follow Pete because I want to network. I want to be friends with this guy who's so tight with Michael, so tight with Sean Westfall. Mm-hmm. I want to be buddies with him. And this motherfucker big times the shit out of me. Doesn't follow me back until I take his previous workshop and write the words, this is so you'll follow me back on Twitter. Which gets the follow back from fucking Prince Pete. And for this workshop, I wrote in the notes, this is so you'll follow me on Instagram. Because Pete, who sees fit to follow a fucking labradoodle with a microphone in front of it, as long as it's performing on the, as long as it's someone woke he can follow, as long as he can follow someone who's woke and with it, Pete will follow in 3 fucking seconds. He'll follow them and then unfollow them and then follow them again so they get 2 notifications that Pete followed them. My white cis ass following Pete. Months go by. Months. Nothing. Not even with my ill-gotten 20 in his pocket do I have a follow from Pete Bergen on Instagram. I think that's what I had to say. I think that was...
How you feel?
You feel better?
I feel good.
You feel better?
I feel centered. I feel calmed.
Good.
We had to do primal screams.
What just happened?
Rehab.
We're talking about Frederick, and now
you,
I'm here.
You went into a goddamn fugue state.
Yeah. I mean, it was interesting to see, but scary as hell.
Yeah, man. But
I'm proud of you.
Does anyone want to take a picture of my spittle puddle?
I built a retaining wall while you're at it.
Yeah.
No, it's right outside. The door does not open easily.
Yeah.
Well, good. You gonna have him on the show to respond?
Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let him say his piece.
Yeah. But I think that was good for you.
Thanks.
I think it was needed.
I think so too. Yeah. I feel pleasant now.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to go for a toffee somewhere?
Toffee?
A toffee. An English toffee.
Sure. We can go for a toffee. Should we just... Ava's gone to use the restroom, but I don't know if we can follow that.
No.
I think for those of you that are still listening, if you...
That'll be its own episode.
I think you got to have Pete on now.
Yeah. I need a cape around my shoulders, James Brown style, like after the show.
You need to go sit in the hot tub?
He would blow his wad. He would stage blowing his wad, not like actually pantomiming ejaculation, but he would just be like, he would come out and he would have like the dude that puts the cape on him.
Right.
And that kind of like supercharged him to give him his energy back.
Do you honestly though feel like he exercised something?
There was something in there that needed to come out. Yeah.
I think so. I think a lot of it, like, especially with everything that you're dealing with. And then, stuff starts to add up, and you have to find a way to let it out.
Yeah. Michael's getting up to let Eva into the office. She locked the door behind her because she's a foolish woman who has no appreciation for the style of residential Schlage knobs, which can read as unlocked from within even when locked on the outside. Their newer models don't do that, Michael. If you open the doorknob, it will unlock the front as well. Cutting down on the lockout calls that I get.
I think we have gotten into locksmith talk.
Yeah, we can wrap up.
Yeah.
That's a little scary. So everyone thanks for listening.
I think I was just on John. I think he needed to let that out.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I don't really do that. I believe you. Mm-hmm. I'm here to support you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And I have your back.
Oh, guys.
Okay.
I can identify.
I can identify too.
It happened to me.
It always happens to me. Every day. Yeah. And as a woman.
Mm-hmm. And as someone that might someday identify as a woman.
Yeah.
We believe you.
Are you one of the comics that Pete follows?
I just wanted your head to explode so bad. I mean, I'd miss you because you're like my best friend, but what a way to go.
I know. Just exploding.
Yeah.
Just fucking neck meat.
Is your head like pounding right now?
The little one. Fucking turgid right now.
That's where we should end.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
All right.
That's been the COVID special.
Yeah.
A very special.
Special.
Very special Papa Space.
Your bony body.
Bony. Yeah, mine.
Yeah, man.
We love you, Pete.
We love you, Pete.
Say it, Michael.
Yeah, I love Pete.
Take care, buddy.
What are you?
Did you put it on?
Yeah, I know. It's like you're in your mind. It looked like it's happening right now. In fact.
And I'm glad you both are here to be my cover.
I gotta use the restroom.
Me.
Bye.
Bye.